let's go to the Word of God. We're in a series called Extreme Events from the Book of Daniel. Now, we have been at this is our fourth week. Next week will be our last message. We've taken, these are four unusual stories. I mean, think back. The fiery furnace. Well, that's an unusual story. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These are stories that stick with you, and many of you can remember them since you were a little kid. I mean, wild stories. And then Nebuchadnezzar, extreme ego. Remember? He lost his mind, went insane, ate grass like an ox for 7 years. Another story. Got his kingdom back because he humbled himself and he praised the God of heaven. Amen? And then on last week, what a wild story. Woo! Extreme takeover. Remember? Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast. And he asked for these vessels, these sacred vessels that had been stolen from Jerusalem that was used in worship to Jehovah God. And he, in a drunken state, I believe, he took these vessels and he said, "Don't get the vessels." And he offered praise to false gods and he mocked God. That wasn't flying, was it? That didn't fly. And all of a sudden, the fingers started writing on the wall and he thought he was really drunk. You know what I'm saying? So the hands start writing on the wall. And that very night, he lost his kingdom. And Babylon was a fortified city. My goodness, walls 350 feet high, 86 feet thick, a moat on the outside, impregnable, 100 towers on the outside. Yet, he lost it all. And I tell you what, we're not to mock God. Put our finger in the face of God. He'll take you over. I'm telling you that right now. And some of you nod because you've been there. He has knocked you out. You know? But hallelujah, you live to see another day. Amen? And now you're in God's house and now you got your hands up. Praise the Lord. Amen? That's what it's about. Extreme takeover. Today, another wild ride. Are you ready? Here we go. Another story. Now, this is one you're going to be familiar with, many of you. And that's Daniel and the lion's den. And as I was thinking this through, I wanted these messages to impact our lives. And so, I think the Lord gave us a good look today. Nothing profound. Nothing I think is going to be so high above our heads that we can't walk out of here today with something. I want us to walk out of here. But I think some profound statements today. And I thank God for the chance to study the Word this week and Him to speak to my heart. So if nothing else, He spoke to my heart this week. And I hope that He's going to speak to your heart through this message today. Extreme resolution. Extreme resolution. Let's go now. It's standing firm when things get shaky. Can you say that with me? Come on. Standing firm when things get shaky. Have you been there before? When things get shaky, baby. Let's see what happens. Standing firm when things get shaky. Daniel chapter 6. First of all, we see this morning that Daniel was exalted in these opening verses. Let's go right now to the scripture. Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. It pleased Darius, the king, to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom, who? Have here, who? Daniel was first. So over the three presidents, who was first? Daniel. That the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Look at verse 3. Then this Daniel was what? Preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king fought to set him over the whole realm. So that's how the story starts today of Daniel. Okay? Let's look at the first thing we see. We see from these verses that he found favor with King Darius. He found what? Say it with me. He found favor. He was preferred. And we're going to see some gaps right off the bat here. But we're just getting to the message. This part isn't the message. We're getting somewhere. We're going to see what happens when things get shaky. What does he do? And what can we learn from this man? So he found favor with the king. And by the way, Daniel was about 80 years old. That's right. Daniel's about 80 years old at this time. That ought to give us all encouragement. We need to stay resolved. We need to stay firm. We need to stay strong all the days of our life. And keep living for God, loving Him. So he found favor. And guess what? Let me tell you something, friend. Usually when you find favor and things are going good for you, there's going to be other people that's going to hate your guts. Isn't that true? Other people are going to hate your guts. His contemporaries were evil. These other presidents and princes were evil. He found favor. They tried to find what? Fault. It doesn't take much brains at all to be a fault finder. But that's what they did. They would jealous. They were envious. Who is this Jubal over here? I'm sure that's the way they thought. Coming in here and making him president over all of us. And by the way, Daniel served under four kings. That is phenomenal. When kings took over, they usually wiped out everybody. But he had the favor of God on his life, friend. And he was able to stay right with it. But people were angry at him. So they tried to find fault. Let's look at the scriptures. Here they are. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could not find that occasion nor what? Fault. As much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. So they tried to find fault. So here's what they had to do. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his what?
God.
So he found favor with the king. They tried to find fault. Let's see what else happens. So what did they do? They couldn't find any fault, could they? So they, number three, they attacked his faith. We'll guard his faith. That happens today. I mean, if somebody is going to be a judge in this country, and they're a solid Christian, and they love God, and they love God's Word, forget it, you ain't going to make it. And I don't know if that bothers you or not, but that's the truth. If you're a strong Christian, that's fine. You leave that at that place, but don't you bring that over here. Well, that doesn't fly with Christians. We live our lives all the time for Jesus Christ. We don't leave it at the door. And that might not fly, but that's political. We're going to see, hang in here. Let's see what happens a little bit later on, okay? So they attack his faith. Verse 7, all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, the captains, they've consulted together. They went before the king now to establish a royal statute, to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of God or man for the next what? 30 days, save of the old king, they're sucking up to him, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Verse 8, now, O king, establish this decree, sign the writing, that it be not changed, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. And that's true. Their law did not alter once the law was made. Verse 9, wherefore, King Darius, sign the writing and the decree. So far, he found favor. They tried to find fault. They couldn't, so they attacked his what?
Faith.
Now let's look at the next one. What Daniel did? Daniel stood
firm.
We're talking about some extreme resolution today. Daniel stood firm. Doesn't mean he won't like maybe shaking a little bit, but he was standing. What do you do when things get shaky? Daniel stood firm. Let's see what happened. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, what was the writing? It was that you can't pray to any god for 30 days except the king. And in those days, kings were gods. That's the way it was. And many of them thought they were. And that was the law, and it couldn't be changed. If you did it, you're going to be thrown in the lion's den. So when the writing was signed, what did he do? He went into his house, his windows being what?
Open.
In his chamber toward Jerusalem, just like he always did. He kneeled upon his knees three times a day, just like he always did, and prayed. He gave thanks before his God, as he did aforetime, as he did previously. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. So what happened? Daniel found favor. They found fault. They attacked his faith. That Daniel stood firm. Now, we're going to move where I want to get us to today, and that's the message. I really hope you're listening. And I hope you're not saying, oh, it's Daniel lies. Now, what can I get from this? You can get something. Come on. God wants to speak to your heart today. Here's one thing that the Lord spoke to my heart on as I was preparing this message. Generally speaking in life, you're going to make folks, here it is, say it with me, glad or mad. That's it right there. That's the way life is. In life, you're going to make folks glad or mad. Now, I'm not saying you need to be mean as a snake so you can make as many people mad as you want to in the world. But I'm saying generally in life, you're going to make folks either, say it one more time, glad or mad? What are you going to do? Are you going to stand firm? Are you going to do the right thing? You're always going to be doing this. Putting your finger up and seeing which wind the way's blowing, the way the wind's blowing. You know? What are you going to do? Daniel stood firm. But this is the way it is. Generally, that's what's going to happen. Glad. saw that the king was glad with Daniel, but what the other dudes? They got mad. Isn't that the way it is? And that's the way it is in life. So what did Daniel do? What did Daniel do when things got shaky? What can we learn today when things get shaky? Because I guarantee it, things are going to get shaky in your life. It happens. So what are you going to do? Well, here's what I saw. Here it is. What did he do? Here it is. He prayed. Can you say that with me? He prayed. That's what you do when things get shaky. You pray. You pray. Often when trouble comes, trials come, persecution comes, struggles come in our life, that I've heard it many times. God did this to me. We recoil. Instead of praying, we run away from Him. Hey, when things get shaky, baby, listen. You need to pray. You need to pray. That's what He did. He prayed. Let's look at something else. Look at the end of the verse right here. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed, and he gave thanks before his God as he did before. So the first thing you do when things get shaky, what do you do? Pray. 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 Second thing. Let's look at it. He publicly lived his faith. And here's what we mean by that. Then these men assembled. They found Daniel praying. Why? Because he had his windows open. He always had his windows open. That's the way he did it. They found him praying and making supplication before his God. We also see another scripture. And that's down in verse number 16. We're going to see this verse in just a minute, but I want you to see it. When he gets thrown into the lion's den, the king said this. He spake and he said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest, what?
Continually.
He'll deliver thee. So here's the point. That second point. And that is, what did he do? He prayed. The second thing that Daniel did, he was public with his faith. Does that make any sense to you? He was public with his faith. Okay? Faith is a personal thing, but watch it. It's not to be kept private. If persecution comes or struggle comes, friend, you're not supposed to go hide in the closet. You know, everybody else has come out of the closet. Christians are going in. It's crazy. It's insanity. We are to be. Faith is a personal thing. I can't have faith for Mike Lincoln. And he can't have faith for me. But I can't let my light shine. Faith is a personal thing, but it is not to be a private thing. And Daniel just wasn't going to be a private thing with Daniel. It was public. So what do you do when things get shaky? Do you run and hide your faith? When somebody puts the pressure on you, I don't know what the situation might be. I'm not saying flaunt it. Be phony. Be fake. That sickens all of us. Amen? But I'm talking about, what are you going to do when trouble comes? Are you going to just go hide? Friend, keep your faith up. Keep living for Jesus Christ. Here's what the Bible says. Jesus said it. You're the light of the world. The city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle. They put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. He gives light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may what? See your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Faith is to be a public thing, not kept in private. Here's what it said, verse 32, chapter 10, Jesus speaking. Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Basically, they were telling Daniel to deny his God, weren't they? And friend, things are going to get shaky in your life. And what are you going to do? But you don't understand. I'm going through this. No, I'm not going to understand you denying the God of heaven. Don't do it. You keep living for Jesus Christ. Be real. Don't be phony. But keep living for the Lord when things get shaky. Matthew 28, verse 18, Jesus came, he spoke unto them, all powers given unto me in heaven and earth. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. What did Jesus say? He said your faith is supposed to be personal and private and never out there in the world? No. He said, take this, what you have, and let it go, baby. Take it out there. So what did Daniel do? He prayed. And he was public with his faith. Listen, so what happened to him? Okay, so he did this. What happened to him? A lot of you know the story. He was turned into the king. That's what happened. Let's see the scripture. He was turned into the king. Then they came near because they saw him pray. And they spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed the decree that every man that asks a petition of any God, remember within 30 days, save thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law, the Medes and the Persians, which all are not. Okay? Then answered they and said before the king, Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah. He's one of those Jews. I can see him saying that. Regards you not, O king, nor the decree that you've signed, but makes his petition 3 times a day. We saw it. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persian is that no decree nor statute with the king established may be changed. Okay? So what happened to Daniel? He was turned into the king. Now I just want to say something. I don't want to be hated. But this just doesn't happen in the palace. It happens in churches. If you want to know something that I can't stand, it's finger pointing at other Christians in the congregation. And it's happened. We used to have a staff I worked with, had about 30 on the staff. And one staff member, talking about another staff member, well, they're not doing this, well, they're doing this, but that. As sorry as a day is long. And it happens in the church as well. I don't see it here in fellowship a lot, but when I do, I hate it. I'll tell you that right now. I don't like it at all. Turning somebody in. Grow up and get a life. If you got it, that's how you get your high or your thrill of turning somebody else into, well, they're doing this, and you talk to another friend, well, this person's doing this person, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. And you're no better than these sorry, no good princes and presidents that turned Daniel in. We ought not to live our life, friend. You know what we ought to do? We ought to live our life to grow in the Lord, to grow in the Word, to love our family, to love our children, to reach our world for Christ. You never do a bit of good. Thought family. Just, it's not worth a damn. Discourages me. So he was turned into the king. Second thing that happened to him, he was thrown into the lion's den. Let's see what happened. Then the king commanded, they brought Daniel, they cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said this earlier, Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he'll deliver thee. And a stone was brought, laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet. And with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. So he was thrown into the lion's den. So far, what have we seen? Here's what we've been seeing. Here it is. We've seen that he found favor, they found fault, they attacked his faith, but he stood firm. That's what he did. We've seen this morning that in life, generally, you're going to make people either what? Glad or
mad.
So what's going to happen? We've seen that Daniel did something. What did he do when things got shaky? He stood firm. He prayed. He kept his faith public. And then we've seen something else this morning. I hope you're getting it. That faith is a personal matter, but it's not to be kept what?
Private.
Be public with your faith. So we saw what happened to him. They turned him in. He was thrown into the lion's den. The king was upset about it because he loved Daniel. This was a wise man, and he really relied a lot on it. He made a major mistake. So what was the king's response? What did he do? Verse 18. Then the king went to his palace. He passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought in. He used to eat these grapes at night and all that kind of stuff. No grapes tonight. You know? They were playing music and on no music. Get out. All right? So he was fasting, no music. And his sleep went from him. He couldn't sleep all night long. Then the king arose very early in the morning, and he went in haste into the den of lions. So this is what the king's doing. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice. He was crying and weeping unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver you from the lions? That's what the king did. Now I learned something this week. This is important to our message today. What do you do when things get shaky? What do? Do you quit? Do you turn tail and run? Do you stop serving God? Do you stop living for the Lord when things get a little rough? What do? You pray. Keep it public, baby. your faith in Jesus Christ. But here's what happened. Look, because Daniel had a visible, personal relationship with God, the king believed, say that with me, it might be possible. It might be possible that Daniel survived and was still alive. He thought it might be possible because Daniel has a visible, personal relationship. Let's look at the next one. Now, this is really important. Come on now. This is where we're getting it right here. This is good. It's when people stand firm, especially when things get shaky, that people see and begin to believe. Say it with me. It might be possible. I don't know if you're getting it, but I got it. God uses tough times in my life. And when I can stand firm and stay focused and keep the faith, listen, that's when people start looking. That's when people start looking. You know, when dark times are in my life, that's when this little old light can shine. Amen? And that's when people start, and I started thinking it through. It's true. Listen, that's when people, when we stand firm in our life, when things are shaky, it don't mean that we don't hurt. It doesn't mean we don't have emotions, that we're breaking. But we're not losing our faith. We're staying with it. We're still praying. We're still public. It's then when that light comes on, and I believe this with all my heart, that's when our friends and those that we're having contact with start to see that lady's got something real in her life. That man's got something I want. They can make it. There's something in them. And then I believe their thinking starts to be like this. It might be possible for me. It might be possible for me to make it. Listen, it's so important that we have resolution, that we stay firm when things get shaky. That's a huge point this morning. So what did Daniel do? So far we've seen he prayed and kept it public. Amen? Let's look at the next one. Here it is. What did Daniel do? So the king hollered in there, and then he heard a voice. Here was the voice. Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever." Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? But he thought it might be possible, didn't he? He did. He thought it might be possible. And then here's what Daniel said. "My God, my God." Can you say that with me? "My God hath sent his angel," hallelujah, "and has shut the lion's mouth." I don't hear anything about Daniel. "You ought to see me, baby. I'm not one right in the mouth." He didn't say anything like that. He didn't take any glory, any credit. Nothing. He said, "My God did it, that they have not hurt me." And then he says this, "For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt." There's two other points we want to make real fast. What do you do when things get shaky? I really want to encourage you today. Pray. Keep it public. Don't go hide, friend. Keep living for the Lord. He hasn't let you down, and he won't let you down. Here's the other two points. He prays the Lord. He prays the Lord. What do you do when things get shaky? Praise Jesus. Amen? It's hard, though, ain't it? It's hard when things get shaky. I tell you what. I talked to somebody the other day, and they were having a real hard time. But I told them, I still believe, even though they were having such a hard time, that if they would look at their blessings, it would outweigh their cursing. You understand what I'm saying? There's always room to praise the Lord. No matter how dark it gets, no matter how bad it gets, you can find something to praise the Lord for. What happens is Satan gets our eyes and helps us fix our eyes and tempts us to fix our eyes on things that really aren't as important as some other things in our life, and we don't bless the Lord for these things. What Daniel did? Woo! He didn't take no credit. Praise Jesus! But he was out there. Let's look at the next one. What else did he do? This is really important. He preserved his integrity. Roger back that verse up. Let's look at it. "For as much as before him innocency was found in me," Daniel said, "and also before thee, O king, have I done no what?" Back to the point. He preserved his integrity. What do you do when things get shaky? Are you going to go do something stupid? Sir or ma'am, if you're in a relationship and that relationship, your marriage relationship, is hurting, are you going to just say, "You're going to pitch up your hands and go find you another lady this evening"? Is that what you're going to do? Say, are you going to preserve your integrity? Are you going to do the right thing? See, that's what I'm talking about today. Daniel did right. Daniel didn't do anything wrong. And that's another point of this message. It ain't on the screen. Just because you've not done anything wrong doesn't mean you're not going to have trouble. You know what I'm saying? There's always somebody out there that's going to hate your guts. It's just the way it is. You know, and you have an adversary who, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So what did Daniel do? He praised the Lord and he preserved his integrity. Now look at these last couple of verses and we're done. I feel like this is like a big junior church. Jewish church. These stories, you know, I love these stories. They're great. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him. You see that word? What's that word? Glad. He commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. We want you to say something with us today. Here it is. Say it with me. Here it is. Say it with me. The king was exceedingly
glad.
One more time. The king was exceedingly
glad.
In life, you're going to make people either glad or Well, he was glad. Let's look at another verse. Verse 24. And the king commanded they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them and break all their bones in pieces wherever they came in the bottom of the den. Let's keep moving, Raj. The king was also very what?
Mad.
Isn't it amazing what can happen in 24 hours? So, listen, you might be in a situation right now that's as shaky as all get out. And it is tough. But you know what? If you turn tail and run, you never know what God could have done. Amen? Look what happened. I mean, Buddy Daniel's in a bad spot. And within a 24-hour time period, all turned out for good, didn't it? God came to his rescue. Amen? Listen, in general, in life in general, people are going to be glad or mad. Guess what? The king was glad with Daniel. He was mad at them boys. And them boys suffered. Look at them. Here they are. You know what I'm saying? They got eat up. It happened. Finally, the king made a new decree. We're done with the story today. Then King Darius wrote into all people, nations, languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? Isn't it amazing? When they made a decree, then it was law, wasn't it? This became the rule of the day. He praised the Lord. Verse 28, so this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Finally, what Daniel did. Let's review real quick. What did Daniel do when things got shaken? See if you can do it. Here we go. Number one, he prayed. Number two, he kept his faith public. Number three, he praised the Lord. Number four, he preserved his integrity. Guess what Daniel did now? Can somebody guess? What did he do? Here it is. So this Daniel what?
Prospered.
What do you do when things get shaky? What do you do when things get shaky? Do you recoil? Do you quit praying? Do you quit showing forth the light of Jesus Christ into your life? Does praise cease to come from your lips? Do you go do what you want to do? Anything you please, you just do it. Forget it. I don't care. I turn my back on all this mess. I bet if you do all that, at the end of the day, you ain't prospering. Tell you that. What do you do when things get shaky? We're done this morning with a quick. Say it with me if you don't mind. Know that you're going to make folks
glad
or mad. Some are going to find fault and some are going to attack your faith. It's going to happen. Mark it down. It's going to happen. And then finally the message today. So what do you do? So what do you do? So what do you do? And then we're done. Here it is. Just right before your eyes one more time. Give thanks before the Lord. Pray quickly. Don't hide your faith in Jesus. Be public about it. Three, praise the Lord. Praise Him. Number four, keep your integrity. Preserve it. And number five, expect the Lord to prosper you. Prosper. That's what I want to do when things get shaky. That's what I learned this week from Dan. I don't know if you've seen that all the time before when you study the scriptures, but to me it was a blessing this week, okay? What do you do when things get shaky? I encourage you to stay